KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 56 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Authorities in Cass County are investigating an apparent rollover accident that took place late last night. According to dispatch reports, at around 10:45 p.m., deputies responded to a call saying a car was in the ditch just north of a bridge near Cumberland on 690th Street between Oxford Road and the bridge. A woman was reportedly suffering from unknown injuries, but when deputies arrived, there was no one around the vehicle. Anita Rescue and Wyota First Responders were also called to the scene. We currently have no other details available. The City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission will meet this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall to discuss setback requirements that set forth in the zoning ordinance and other business related to the zoning ordinance update. Their session begins at 5:30. During their last meeting of the P&Z on September 13th, the Commission heard from Rick Mendenhall of Atlantic, who discussed his variance appeal with the board as it pertains to his property in the 200 block of Lynn Street. The commission tabled action on the matter until they could research more the necessity of setbacks. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese spoke with City Administrator John Lund about the setbacks and recommended the commission not reduce the setbacks that have already been established. According to McNeese, the current setbacks of 6 feet in certain zones are somewhat less than what he would prefer, because in the event a structure catches fire, the heat from the source expands and can damage a nearby structure. McNeese said there should be a minimum of 12 feet separation between two structures, with his preference being 20 feet when possible. In any event, he says structures should not be placed closer together. The commission will have to consider safety, property rights, and aesthetics when determining if any changes should be made to the ordinance with regard to setbacks. Officials with the Iowa DOT's Iowa Byways Advisory Council have selected the 26-mile-long White Pole Road as one of three new Iowa byways. The route was praised for its historic sense of place and for its unique experience that provides many opportunities for exploration and engagement. John Fisher, president of the White Pole Road Corporation, says it's very encouraging to receive such great feedback on our efforts. They believe our byway has the great potential to impact even more visitor experiences, as well as the economic benefits for each of our communities along the White Pole Road. The WPR joins the Bridges Byway in Madison County, which connects the iconic covered bridges, and the Jefferson Highway Heritage Byway between Northwood and Lamoni as a 2016 designation. The Iowa DOT will work with the new byway applicants over the next several months to assist with finalizing their route signage, which will be installed by the 2018 tourist season. The White Pole Road is a tribute to the original dirt road that once connected the five communities of Adair, Casey, Menlo, Stewart, and Dexter. That particular stretch of road is important because it served as the nucleus to Iowa's first certified route, which stretched statewide from Davenport to Council Bluffs in 1914. And voting is underway to determine the cover of the next Iowa travel guide. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
This marks the fifth year that fans of the Iowa Tourism Office on Facebook are choosing the photo. The cover of this year's travel guide is a pic of a piece of a 62-mile-long hiking and biking trail.
They chose the Wabash Trace Nature Trail in western Iowa.
Iowa Tourism Office spokesperson Jessica O'Reilly says the four options for the 2017 Iowa travel guide cover are the Snake Alley Criterium in Burlington, a family walking near the Turkey River in Elkader, the Monster Roller Coaster at Adventureland, and a family enjoying the Sioux City Art Center. Voting on Facebook started Monday and will continue through next Tuesday morning. The winning cover will be announced the following day on October 19th. I'm Pat Curtis.
In our funeral announcements, Myra Whitrock, age 77, of Manning, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Myra Whitrock will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Rita Clausen, age 87, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Rita Clausen will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Elaine Eden, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Elaine Eden will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Robin Hoy, age 53, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life service for Robin Hoy will be Friday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.